So this is reflective journal entries. We're just going to go through individually to kind of see what people have to reflect on. So, I mean, me personally, I've kind of been slacking, like, for this whole year.
I think we've all been slacking.
No, I've been doing great.
Don't lie.
So no, nah, I mean, doing good. I kind of wanted to put off doing the paperwork for as long as possible.
Yeah, no, it is a bit annoying, but at the end of the day, we got to get it done, don't we?
Yeah, I think just focusing on the paperwork has been an issue for everyone.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah,
it's more kind of being stuck in the classroom though, as well. Because, yeah, like, as in, like, you're missing out on doing as much practical stuff as we were last year.
Yeah, we did a lot as well. Now that you think, like, think about how many different, like, what's it called? Sectors,
yeah,
projects even, like,
yeah,
how many of those we did compared to now? We're doing two, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it feels like it's dragging on a lot.
It is, but it's also, like, it's just going so slow. But it's our fault though.
Yeah,
that's the funny thing.
Yeah, I think with, like, actually doing the practical sides of things, we've kind of also been slacking a bit, not gonna lie, because I in my opinion, I think the pure amount of paperwork and just, like, classroom work has really kind of just, like, worn down the motivation to do so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think the issue for me mainly was that, like, all of the work we've done so far has been sitting in front of a computer.
Yeah, and that's been dead boring, hasn't it?
It's not been boring. It's just,
I don't not enjoy it. It's just, like, you know, there's other stuff I could be getting on with, yeah, instead of sitting
there. And after a while, you lose motivation. You just kind of sit there and stare at the screen.
Yeah, true.
I wouldn't call it burnout. I'd just call it, like, fatigue.
You hit, like, a... It's like, you know how writers get, like, a writer's block?
Yeah,
it's like what we get.
Media block.
Media block, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I eventually get back into my, like, work and I get it done, like, eventually, but it takes a minute to, like,
well, that's the thing. I don't think any of the work's, like, a struggle. Like, none of us are, like, actually mentally struggling to do that, because we know what we've got to do.
It's nothing to do with struggle, it's just being asked, isn't it?
And we're capable of doing so. But, like, my thing is, so, like, when I was off for a little bit, I just ended up doing all the paperwork at home.
Yeah,
because, like, once you start it, you just got to kind of get into a role of doing it and just getting it done and finishing it. So that's kind of what I did, just
like,
to
snowball sort of thing.
It was mainly to just get it out of the way, because that was such, like, a big issue, because I had nothing planned. Like, literally had nothing except
for
a couple notes.
What I've started doing, I don't know if you guys do this as well, but I started going to the libraries to do my work. I can't even don't laugh, because it's true. I've been
there's nothing funny about that, man.
Yeah, man, why are you laughing?
Yeah, man, come on.
Yeah, man. But
if what this man says is true, he's been getting on with more work than you have.
No, but I have, and I finished my what's it called, personal statement, even though I'm not going to uni, so. But anyway, yeah, what I've just been going to the library, got my risk assessment done, quite a lot of the pre-production paperwork, and it's just, I find it quite a lot easier when there's just pure silence. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't know, there's not really many distractions there. So
that's why,
sort of get it done.
That's
Whereas
why at home for me worked,
yeah,
as well, because it was just...
Exactly.
There's technically more distractions, but there's also not.
Yeah, because you know you could just go and, like, pick up your game anytime you wanted instead of, like, I don't know, sitting down fully just doing work. So after that, I feel if you get your work done, you feel like you've earned the time to go, like, chill for a bit, or, like,
yeah,
you just want to, like, relax, because you feel like you've done, like, an hour and a half's worth of work, so... You just feel like you can chill for a bit. Whereas at the library, get it all done, and then, like, you're like, okay, I think I've done enough. I don't know, like, but you do as much as you can, not until it shuts, just until you burn out, pretty much, until you feel like you can't do any more, and then you just go home. And if you feel like doing a bit more, it's decent. That's why I like it, because get a lot done there, and then if I'm at home and I figure that I want to do some more, then I can just pick up from where I left off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's very much the same thing as well. Like you said, it's quiet.
It's quiet, and also it's
like
just
everyone else around you's doing it. Whereas, like, in class,
there's more motivation in the library.
Yeah,
I
mean, in class, for example, when we're all together,
yeah,
you're more likely to get distracted by one another type thing, and, like, you know, if not everyone's working, like, head down on their computers,
because,
like, we do
either.
Have times where it can be like that, where it is, like, full on work and everyone's just getting on with it, but, like, a lot of the time, mm-hmm, it is, like, you know.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like if, let's say, I looked over and I see, like, Tina or Ben or someone just, like, chilling, I feel like, oh, I can chill then. Do you know what I mean? Just, like, I don't know. I don't know how to call it. It's, like, hereditary. I don't know if that's what you'd call it, but you, like, look at someone, you, like, sort of, I don't know, get influenced by what they're doing. So then you're just like, yeah, I'll chill for a bit. Or, like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, not Hereditary.
No, it's definitely not Hereditary. I don't know where that come from, but
it's a great movie though.
Weird ass movie.
I liked it.
You know, it was good.
Sidetracked.
What about what about radio ads? What can
mine's done.
I think radio ads like so far like that like that's been the easiest thing
for me. I really enjoyed doing it as well.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it was something that I got done first because that was like the first piece of practical thing we were kind of allowed to do.
Yeah.
And it's actually something which I'm interested in because if I'm going to do music production and stuff like that, that's my sort of thing. So that was kind of nice to be able to have that to go in and just work on that. And I got that done like within the first day. It was just a few like little edits I had to make along the way.
I mean, obviously with mine, I got help from you, so. Because, I mean, yeah, just a bit.
Just a morsel.
Not much. But, obviously, because I wasn't too sure how to make a good beat for it and stuff. But, yeah, Jacob really helped. But after that, like, I got help from Demos as well. Because, obviously, never really, like, used Logic properly like that before. But now that I sort of get the gist of it, it's really, like, interesting. Because I want to start using it more for, like, different projects and stuff. And even for myself, just to make, like, music. It'd be quite cool. It's quite spendy.
The thing is with Logic though, like when we've been doing this radio ad, since I haven't used it, it's been like the hardest one for me to do. So I've just been really cracking on with like my print ads and that.
Yeah.
Bit similar to what how I was feeling at the start, because I was like, oh, I don't know how to use it properly. Yeah. But then, like once you get it and you sort of like get taught it, you're like, yeah, it's fine. Do you know what I mean? So honestly, if Jacob would help you, or like Tino or someone, Demos, I meant, they would definitely give you some help.
Yeah, nah, I've got help so far, but like, it's just also just using Logic and editing.
Yeah.
And also, when we are doing the guitar stuff down in here, like, a lot of the stuff is just like buses and that.
I think it's definitely a bit daunting looking at it if you don't understand what all of it kind of means, because there's so much things that you don't know what to do or if, like, if they have a use. So, like, just seeing all of it and the way it's kind of laid out, especially when
it
you start...
It is quite intimidating.
When you start, like, creating, like, more channels and all that, like, it just kind of builds up and builds up. And then when you go to start, like, EQing and adding effects onto things, like, that's when it gets even more complicated. So I think that can definitely kind of, like, scare you off a little bit to kind of push you away to do something else, if you know what I mean. Yeah. So it's just about kind of getting used to it and comfortable with the workflow.
Yeah. Like, that's literally just what happened to me. Like, I couldn't really like
all right
it as well, so just wanted
also
to
guys
out.
Let's talk about video ads. What are we plan what are our plans?
Video ads,
or like, you know, our advertisements, the actual thing itself, instead of like,
I've got the whole thing mentally planned out, not physically granted, but I do know exactly what I want, and I do plan on filming on Thursday, which will be tomorrow. I don't know the exact date, but that's when I plan on film.
Okay.
I should be able to get all the filming done by then, and I will spend Friday my session with Rob probably editing it.
So who wants to go next, Jacob?
I mean, yeah, for me, like, video wise I've got it all planned out. It's kind of similar to Max, but I do have it kind of physically planned out as well. I've got like, it's more of like a rough plan sort of thing, you know. It's not like a
it's not set in stone.
But that for me is like the main thing which I'm not necessarily wanting to do.
What's in
the video ad?
It is like, because it seems like filming this year just isn't feeling the same, is it?
It's because we haven't done like anything so far this year.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
This time last year we were on After Effects already, and by then we did loads of filming.
See, that's the thing with last year, they were preparing us for this. Do you know what I mean?
That, but I also feel like, so over time, after doing those kind of things, you kind of find what you prefer.
Yeah.
And once you found what you prefer, you kind of want to stick to that, so everything else kind of almost feels a bit more dull.
It just becomes a drag, you know?
Yeah. So, like, for example, I wish I could just sit in here all day and make stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know? And do, like, radio ads and make beats and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's ideal for you, because you want to do that, so...
But I think, obviously, it's a necessary part, and it's kind of good to have that kind of good range of skills of being able to do multiple forms of media.
Yeah.
Regardless of if you take that as a full-on uni course or not. But for me, yeah, it's just kind of been procrastinating doing it.
That's the word to, like, sum up this whole year.
Procrastination,
it's,
yeah.
This year 100%. Everyone,
well, Tino, so you cracked on quite well at the start, I think.
Yeah, at the start, but, like, it's just slowing down now. Cause like, it's dragged on for so long.
I don't know, it's a lot of effort as well.
Motivation for it.
It's not a bad thing, though, like... Don't lose motivation. I haven't lost motivation. I've just lost, like...
Spark.
Yeah.
I think after the first year as well, like, because I was proper going, like, as hard as I could on that, you know, I was, like, every day I came in, like, my attendance was, like, 100%, and I was, like, working, like, as hard as I possibly could for the whole entire time.
Yeah.
I think that definitely burnt me out for this year as well, because I got the distinction for my FMP, and I kind of came back.
Really? You never told us about that before.
Nah, but I kind of thought, right, like, that's sound. I got a distinction for, like, the first year, so I can just kind of, like, slack a little bit.
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing. That's what they want you to think.
Yeah. Like, well, it's not what they want you to think. That's the opposite. That's the opposite of what they want you to do.
No, but what I'm saying is they probably thought that, all right, so he's going to continue the same as he was last year, whereas...
I mean, this is the thing.
Hate to say it, but you haven't, mate.
The main issue for me overall is the project.
Yeah,
because
it's...
this project is a major problem for me because of the subject of it.
I get you.
And, like... the discipline, if you get me, like the area that it's in, because marketing and advertising is nothing to do with what I want to get into, like at all.
Well, you want to do music production, yeah, so
and audio engineering, yeah. Marketing. So,
I mean, like
for me, you know, like this project's really not giving me anything to kind of feel excited for in a way,
yeah.
Whereas, like FMP and stuff like that, it's more open.
I can't wait for the FMP to be honest with you, mate, because I've already got plans in my head about what I want to do.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
We can't start that until we completely.
I know, It's like jarring.
I think we're all in the same boat. We all know exactly like what we need to
thing
do.
Thing is, with
like, we know the consequences of what will happen if we don't do it.
Thing is, with FMP, right? We've got until June to finish it.
Yeah, but still, we're gonna need all that time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Up, like last year's FMP.
It's like creeping death.
We were kind of like being a bit lazy. If
we
you
were
me.
Being lazy with it,
and
yeah.
And then it came down to it, and it was like you've only got like 3 weeks left, and like you were shooting like in the last week of
yeah
FMP.
Last day, wasn't it?
Nah, last week. Oh, I remember I was editing on the last day though.
Yeah, it was a couple days before the final due date.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember like we all came in on the last day. The
yeah,
last
hour mad.
Yeah,
the
I
last
mean, like me and Tino, for example, there was a night where we stayed until like 6 o'clock.
I can't even.
We stayed until like 6. Remember, you got locked out.
Oh yeah, no.
We were here until
of your
like
house.
We were
yeah, no.
Of college.
Oh.
Nah, so we were here until like 6 o'clock because it was like coming to that deadline and we just had to get like the final like exports.
No, because you think when they tell you you've got 6 weeks, you're like, oh yeah, that's plenty of time.
Yeah, that's
it
like
passes by quick.
It does. It does. Especially like the thing with me as well, because obviously I'm still doing maths, which is really, really jarring like for me because I really just want to get it done. But that's an extra little bit of like weight on my shoulders, if you know what I'm trying to say. So like, I know, trying to get that done and also concentrate on this and also like working as well, it's just like it's all a bit of a hassle, but yeah, once I get it done, should be smooth ride, you know
should
I mean?
Be
it will be.
What about print ads how have you kind of found working with like InDesign and kind of
InDesign? I really enjoyed.
To be honest, same. I thought it was something that I was gonna hate because
same.
It seemed very like, I don't know.
It seemed really like, I don't know, what's the word? It just seemed, the software when we first loaded it up and we'd like got
too
the page
much
up,
like
it looked really
like
tacky, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It wasn't something I was too excited for working on.
But once
honest,
you do it, it's like, wow, this is decent.
It's almost satisfying.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Like, especially when you like get something made up and you like can kind of look at it and go, that's nice, you know?
Wow,
yeah.
I did that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, as Demos was showing us all these like different examples on magazines and stuff, and it's like he was showing us how easy it is to do.
Yeah.
Whereas like, but you don't understand how like it works properly sometimes, and like obviously you got the columns and stuff, and you don't really know how many there are because the, I don't know, it's really quite.
Yeah, it was quite confusing when he was teaching it to us, but like once you start using it, because I mean personally, I prefer to kind of learn things by doing it.
Yeah, see, I'm a what's it called? Practical learner. I don't know if that's what you call it, but I'd rather like, if like I don't know if it's like I prefer doing instead of like sitting in the classroom and just like being told what to do instead of like being shown. I'd rather be shown.
I think that also links into why we've been slacking though, because we're not out just doing stuff, you know, or like doing practical things. It's mainly like I wouldn't say necessarily like academic because it's still very kind of like practically based,
yeah,
but it's more like planning the practical stuff, which really, I think is such a drag, but obviously it's necessary, but it's just one of those things.
I'd like to bring the conversation back to our video ad ideas. Yeah. And I think you two have done yours. Tino, what about you, mate?
Well, thing with a video ad, because obviously I'm going to go down to FB with Ben, because he needs to go at once, so just kill two birds with one stone.
Yep.
But like, I don't know, I'm going to prefer doing a video ad to a radio ad, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, I think the project would have been a lot better if you could just like choose what you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, as like, if like you could just choose a certain subject or like a different...
None of us are really motivated to do it right now, so if you've
got... It's just like...
Thing,
well, in my one-to-ones with Sue, that's something I actually spoke about, because I asked, could I just focus on doing like audio ads?
Yeah.
And she said... No. You've got to do all of them just because it's part of the course requirements. But she said that it would be a good idea to consider that for next year's second years, so that like, because obviously when you go into second year, you're starting to kind of specialize into what you're wanting to do. So she said it would be quite good to kind of give them that opportunity to solely focus a project based on that.
Yeah.
I have noticed like we haven't like started any of our specialist studies yet, have we?
Well, me and Tino sort of have. This
not necessarily, but times when I've been coming down to the ADR room and stuff, like if I finished what I needed to do, I'll just like start working on something.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like lessons dedicated.
No.
I mean, obviously from Tino and I, like we're doing advertisement and marketing, so like that's what we sort of want to do. So like this is okay, this is good for us, but also like we've got to focus on it a bit more, just because like if we want to continue in this field of work, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just got to like sort of try to understand it, whereas like you two want to do different. Are you doing the same?
For our specialist studies, we're doing the same thing, audio engineering.
I'm doing audio engineering and music production.
Yeah. So you two, I feel like this isn't really fair for you two, because it's not really your specialist sort of thing.
I wouldn't say not fair.
It's not fair, but it's just like...
Because we're going to have time to obviously work on specialist stuff.
Of course, yeah.
When it comes down to FMP as well, we can integrate that, you know.
And even in this project, like the whole radio ad segment, that's entire... Like,
exactly, yeah. That
do you want to come a bit close to the mic? I can't really hear you, man.
Okay. That solely kind of relies on... You know, audio engineering and music production, because you can't just have a radio ad of someone talking into a microphone for like 30 seconds with no effects on their voice or backing.
For one, it'd be dead boring. Mm-hmm. Two, it wouldn't really stick. And secondly, like, well, it wouldn't stick. It just wouldn't, like, people wouldn't remember it. It would suck ass. You're right.
Yeah.
Closing thoughts
overall, in my opinion,
he's the best.
No. I think overall for me, I could have done a lot better for this project.
You're saying that
I think
it's over already.
No, but
it's coming to a close.
Yeah. I think I'm doing enough just to scrape a pass to kind of get through to my FMP. And that's kind of my thoughts. That's where my head's at the moment. What about you?
My closing thoughts is I've been slacking majorly. And I don't think I'm in as good of a place as you, Jacob. I think even if I do scrape by, I'm not going to get it done by the end of the term. Like,
me neither.
Like, granted, like, we can like carry on doing it after the half term.
Yeah.
That's eating into our FMP time, which we're going to need as much of it as we can get.
I didn't realise we're allowed to do that.
Well, we're not allowed to, but, like, we can if we don't get it finished.
I know what you mean.
Like, ideally, I don't want to do that, but I feel like I'm going to have to. I'm quite not upset, but I'm quite...
Paranoid.
Peeved.
Or
about it.
Yeah,
it's just a bit like, it's just quite a lot to do and not that much time, which we sort of should have thought about at the start.
No, I think we had plenty of time to do everything that we needed to do.
I think time wise we had enough time, but it was more just laziness.
I think all of our downfalls were completely on us.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
Like we were in the wrong in time.
Sorry.
What about you, Lino? Do you have any closing? For you personally, or
I think I'm just gonna try up the work rate for like till the end of term. Just I know it's only like next week, but try and just get it all finished. I'm even going to the library after school today just to get it done. You know, like paperwork that I haven't done, or like work on like some of the feedback I got on my personal statement, and also just my like work in general. So like, get all of that done, so then like Thursday, Friday, I can solely focus on like my print, because I need to finish that, and my film. Whereas like I don't really need to worry about the paper ad stuff, so I'll just be there till like 8:30 tonight. So, just get it done, man.
I think mine's went like pretty well so far. Like, I've already finished my radio ad. About to finish my print ad. It's just, I think I like let off shooting and all like actual production stuff too
late this
term.
Put it off a bit, yeah,
because like most of the time, like before this, like past couple of weeks, I've just been doing like research, planning.
I think sometimes you can get a bit too hung up on that kind of
Yeah,
stuff.
I mean, because
we did this year.
I feel like we've done way more than like last year, as in planning and stuff of research.
Yeah.
Whereas it would have been like that, because obviously it's an advertisement project, so you need to know the ins and outs of the product. But I don't know. It's just I feel like we've done way more than last year in like the FMP even. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the FMP obviously it's your own thing, so you don't have to do as much research. You just research the genre you're doing and like what sort of like style you're doing, and that's about it. But obviously, it's the same sort of stuff with like risk assessments, pre-production paperwork, etc. But yeah, no, it is hard to get done. But once it's done, then you can just have fun with it. But yeah,
I think part of the issue is that like in this term, at least, we were like actually like, not allowed to start our filming until we've done our paperwork.
Yeah, like whereas
in all the other like productions, like we've been sort of cheating a little bit and started our production before doing all the paperwork.
Yeah, and then just finish the paperwork once it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, as in like we get all our clips and the paperwork would be finished.
Yeah.
And then we did it, but
like that wouldn't slide in the real world, would it?
No.
You can't finish a risk assessment after you've already done it.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
So I think getting to terms with that was also another reason why we've been slacking so much this year.
It's just because like there's less freedom in what we want to do, which I totally get if like that puts us off, like it put me off at the start. But now I'm trying to get like, obviously I'm trying to imagine this as like a customer. So if customers come to me and said they want this a certain way, but I've sort of taken my own take on it, so like you got to try and make it as professional and as like good as you can. So yeah, just do the best you can, if not like on your head be it, sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think that's us, guys.
Yeah, cool.
Thanks for listening.
Let's give ourselves a round of applause.
Yeah.